He told me at this time that if anything should happen to him, he wished me to take charge of his estate, and he gave me a key to a compartment in the safe which stood in his study, telling me I would find his will there and some personal instructions which he had me pledge myself to carry out with absolute fidelity. After I had retired for the night, I have seen him from my window, standing in the moonlight on the brink of the bluff, overlooking the Hudson with his arms stretched out to the heavens, as though in appeal. I thought at the time that he was praying, although I never understood that he was, in the strict sense of the term, a religious man. Several months after I had returned home from my last visit, the 1st of March, 1886, I think, I received a telegram from him asking me to come to him at once. I had always been his favourite among the younger generation of carters, and so I hastened to comply with his demand. I arrived at the little station, about a mile from his grounds, on the morning of March the 4th, 1886, and when I asked the liveryman to drive me out to Captain Carter's, he replied that if I was a friend of the captain's, he had some very bad news for me. The captain had been found dead shortly after daylight that very morning by the watchman attached to an adjoining property.